A growing number of NATO troops have been killed by Afghan soldiers who've turned their weapons now on their trainers. NATO is trying to get to the bottom of why it's happening and working on a plan to try to fix the situation. Joining us live now, WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. For a perspective standpoint, how bad is this, J.J.?
Okay, there have been 17 in the last year, 10 separate incidents, and 1% of those or less, single-digit percentages, have been because of infiltration by the Afghan Taliban. The rest of them have been people who've been impersonating troops of their own volition and stressed out Afghan troops. The majority of them have been Afghan troops that have been stressed out that have turned their weapons on their trainers.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you know, we're concerned about the same thing with American forces who are in this very difficult situation for prolonged periods, many of them several assignments over there. Mm-hmm. So have we learned from our own experience? Can we translate that into doing something that might help these forces with NATO?
Yes, we have learned it. But the question is there time to do this? Because the problem with these Afghan soldiers is that they don't get R&R, really. And when they do get it, they don't really have any place to go to take it. That country is not a very developed country. Their wages are very low. And the other part about it, too, is whenever they do go back to their homes and their villages, the Taliban is there. The enemy is there. The people they're fighting against is there. So they really don't have a place to go to escape it.
So what's the solution? Is there any?
Well, what's going on is this 8-point program where the NATO leadership is checking out the documentation. They're getting the leadership in their communities involved sort of as a guarantor for the soldiers that says that they're going to serve honorably. They're also checking their drug history because there is a big drug problem in Afghanistan as well. That's a big part of it. And they're also checking their criminal records histories. And all of this is designed to vet this person much more thoroughly, which was something that had to happen in Iraq, too, because you remember this happened in Iraq as well.
Great insight. Thank you. WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.